Almost a week into the month of June now, if you can believe that. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on the Good Stuff program, heard on great radio stations like WNAX 570, Yankton, South Dakota, the voice of the Midwest. I want to remind you about Tri-State Livestock News. It's, of course, a reliable source for agricultural news, but you might not know that the horse industry also is a vital part of the Tri-State Livestock News. Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn to them weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events as well. The Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
When we look back, we've got a lot of great things to think about, even look at. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota has a lot of them that you can see and reminisce. They are open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by an appointment. They've got lots of vendors. They have a huge selection, a great big variety. There's lots of room. You don't feel crowded and there's great things to look at. They've got craft items too, not just antiques. And they have collectibles, all kinds of things. So make sure you check out Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota.
It's been a while since we've done anything by Chris Isaacs, and so I'm going to do one called Big E's Jiffy Boot Repair. Several years back, I was punching for hire on a spread out Springerville way. I spent a cold winter snapping out broncs and earning a good puncher's pay. When spring finally came, I was ragged and worn. I looked like the frayed end of a rope. I had patches on holes and holes in them patches. Seemed a new wardrobe was in my only hope. I goes into the dry goods store and buy several shirts, found a pair of Levi's and a new Stetson, too. And I figured I'd buy me a pair of new boots, because my old ones had the soles wore plumb through. But aside from the soles, them boots weren't too bad, so I took them over to Big E's Jiffy Boot Repair. I says, E, while I'm breaking in these new kicks, slap some soles on this old worn-out pair. About 2 days later, I got a call from a part out west who was working out West Texas way. They said they needed a good hand with talents like mine, and if I'd come, why, they'd double my pay. I loaded my plunder in my old Ford truck and headed east before you could say boo. I forgot all about them old boots of mine as I drove down Highway 60 I flew. Well, 2 years went by before I headed back west to Arizona and that Springerville town. I was looking for old friends and maybe some work if there happened to be any around. Now, as chance would have it, as I pulled into town, the first thing I seen was the sign. It said, Big E's, Jiffy Boot Repair, one block west. And I remembered them old boots of mine. I thought, now, I doubt if them boots are still there, but still, it might be worth a shot. So I pulls up and stops and goes in the front door to see if maybe them boots E's still got. Well, Big E's in the back as I mosey on in. He looks up and says, yeah, what you need? I says, E, I'm embarrassed to ask you about this, but to my foolishness, I must concede. About 2 years back, I left some boots here because my socks was rubbing the ground. But until just this minute, I'd forgot all about them. Do you suppose they might still be around? Big E thought. Then he said, I'll go back and look. And I knew that the outlook was bleak. But Big E came back in and said, yep, they're still here, and I should have them ready for you sometime next week. Chris Isaacs shared that with us.
All right. Listen to this. Whether it's cold or whether it's not, we're going to have weather, whether or not. So keep smiling.
We spend a lot of time talking about the weather, don't we?
We do, indeed.
It's too hot, it's too dry, it's too cold, it's, you know, whatever. So
yeah, it's that common thing that we can all get started on. And we all have an opinion.
Right.
Hey, a salesman was driving toward home in northern Ontario when he sees an Indian thumbing for a ride on the side of the road. As the trip had been long and quiet, he stops the car and the Indian gets in. After a bit of small talk, the Indian notices a brown bag on the front seat. What's in the bag? The Indian asks the driver. The driver says, it's a bottle of wine. I got it from my wife. The Indian is silent for a moment. Then he says, good trade.
Here's a little, kind of a quotable quote, I guess you'd say, from Frank A. Clark, Register and Tribune Syndicate. The penalty for censoring what your children may be taught is children who are no brighter than you.
Oh, ouch. That was pokey.
What else?
Well, I tell you what, I've got a whole bunch of ways to order pizza, but I think we're going to have to wait on that.
Oh, yeah, we probably better wait on that one for another day. We'll remind folks that if you want to share something with the Good Stuff listeners out there, just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at it, include the author, if you know who that is, and maybe one day you'll hear it right here on the Good Stuff.